was talking about trying to not put too much on you, given this being your first start, and then he admitted that maybe you could have handled more. Just kind of evaluate your play and maybe how you handled this moment, given the magnitude of the game.
Yeah, I was just going out there and, you know, focusing on my job. And, you know, I think the defense played really well, obviously. And then the offensive line and the receivers and the running backs ran hard. So it kind of made my job easy just trying to distribute the ball.
Then we're going to go over here to the left to Rob Aller.
Yeah, you showed a lot of poise out there. Was the game as slow as you'd hoped it would be? I mean, once you get into this environment, what it feel?
Yeah, I feel like I was really well prepared by my coaches. You know, Coach Fessler and Coach Day, they do a really good job of, you know, implementing the game plan and then, you know, sitting and watching tape with us. So I think I was really well prepared and being able to see the looks that, you know, we watched on tape.
Right behind him, Jeff Gilbert.
Julian, in regards to the poise, Coach was like, just win this game. Don't think about anything, expectations. How do you feel you did that? And if you did it well, is Coach Day the guy that got you there to feel that way, or did somebody else have that work?
Yeah, the whole saying this week was, you know, the only thing we expect is, you know, just go out there and just win. You know, that's the focus. You know, we're not expecting to do this in offense. You know, just go out there and win. And, you know, a big credit to our defense, you know, putting up a great performance and, you know, just going out there and operating.
We're going to stay here on the left-hand side. Dan Hope.
Julian, you go against that Matt Patricia defense in practice every day. What makes them so tough to play against?
Yeah, they're just, you know, they're very fast, very physical, and Coach Patricia does a great job, you know, mixing things up and keeping you on your toes as a quarterback. And it's very hard to play against them. So, you know, it's great practice going against our offense, and makes my job in practice very hard.
Right over here to the right, Cameron Teague Robinson.
Julian, obviously you were on this roster for the Tennessee game last year and kind of was in an atmosphere like this, but to be the starting quarterback, to play in the atmosphere, to feel it on the field, what was that like?
Yeah, a big thank you to our fans. You know, I think they were awesome today. The atmosphere and the energy in the stadium was unlike anything I've ever seen before. So it was awesome. And, you know, just having them behind us on third down when they were on offense, making it loud, making it tough on them, it was an awesome atmosphere.
All right, next two are going to go right here, Dylan Davis, and then to Bill Rabinowitz. Dylan, go ahead.
Just in general, running out on the field, seeing that environment, all those things for your first start, how did it stack up to what you thought you were going to see when you came here, decided to come to Columbus in the first place?
Yeah, I think it was everything it lived up to, you know. Having 100,000 in the shoe, having all those fans behind us, you know, a great turnout from them. And they lived up to their hype, and they did a great job on third down, making it tough for the Texas offense.
I know Ryan Day said that he didn't want to put too much on your plate. Be fairly conservative, not make mistakes, which obviously you did. There was the one, the fourth down pass that he threw to Max, and I know Jeremiah was deep. He may have gotten an earful on the sideline. What was that like to kind of get that you know, response, I guess, from him?
Yeah, you know, Coach Day definitely coaches the quarterbacks hard, and, you know, that's the way we want it, because he brings the best out of us. You know, we come off the field, what did he see, what did I see, and then we go from there.
Julian,
yep, go ahead.
What was the conversation leading up to the pass to Carnell Tate, the touchdown pass? Was that a progressive thing? Was there talking beforehand about what was going to happen?
Yeah, before the drive, you know, they kind of let me know, hey, this might be coming. But, you know, we had done a great job in practice that week of, you know, repping that play. And Carnell ran a great route, made a great catch, and offensive line protected me well up front.
Going to go right here to second row to Andy Anders.
Yeah, I think one of the impressive things about this performance was your ability to take checkdowns, not make mistakes with the football, play smarter out there in your first start, right? What enabled you to do that? What, like, restrict, like, allowed you to calculate when to take a risk?
Yeah, I think Coach Day and Coach Fessler have kind of instilled that in our quarterback room that, you know, if on third down, if the big play is not there, you know, it's okay to check the ball down. And the battle of field position. So I think just the preparedness from Coach Day and Coach Fessler about, hey, you know, we're not going to lose the game if it's third and extra long. Yeah, I'll be able to take the check down.
All right, we'll wrap up, Julian, with Tim May.
Yeah, you know, Julian, your high school coach told me 3 or 4 months ago you would handle this moment. What did you tell yourself? I know you've already asked some of those questions, but what were you telling yourself all week and stuff about staying poised, staying within your game, and not doing anything stupid, really, because you really didn't today?
Yeah, just going out there and, you know, playing one play at a time and just focusing on my job and execution of each play, and then just keep stacking plays.
Julian, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.